High-flying birds and human fetuses have something in common. In their blood, they both have hemoglobin with a stronger-than-usual binding of oxygen. Both have to pull oxygen off weaker sources than we adult humans use. A fetus needs a way to pull oxygen off its mother's blood, in a real sense outcompeting it at the placenta. A bar-headed goose flying at the altitude of Chomolungma, a.k.a. Mount Everest, is in air with only one-third the oxygen content of air at sea level. All this while it needs more power to create enough lift. Its oxygen-voracious hemoglobin helps, along with lots of capillaries and a long breathing path from nostrils to bones and out. Why don't humans keep making fetal hemoglobin as adults? We start making mostly adult hemoglobin near the regular time of birth, and fetal is down to only 10% or so at 6 months of age. Regular adult hemoglobin is better once we're born. It gives up a greater proportion of its oxygen to tissues than does fetal hemoglobin. Two groups of humans don't thrive on it. Premature babies get too much oxygen out of air and appear to suffer oxidative damage to their developing eyes. Humans who have the sickle cell anemia trait from a single mutation in adult hemoglobin have the misfortune that it aggregates into sickle shapes if their oxygen levels dip low. There is a developing therapy to encourage their bone marrow to keep making cells with fetal hemoglobin. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.